Casino is a small town 76 kilometers southwest of Byron Bay, with over 10,000 Australians living there. One of Casino's proudest residents was Brenda Armfield, who became a town icon and sadly passed away last December. The town will honor her on Beef Week in May, and editor of Indiana. The town will honor her on Beef Week in May, and editor of IndieNR, Susanna Freymark, who became one of Brenda's close friends, will cover the event. I started asking Ms. Freymark to tell us more about IndieNR and her passion for telling stories like Brenda's.
My area is beef country, a bit of dairy, mainly beef. It's Kyogle and Richmond Valley Shire in Northern Rivers, up near Byron Bay, but very different to Byron Bay. And it's rural country folk.
Now, you did a small presentation here at the Lina conference about the passion you have on storytelling. How did everything start?
I decided, after I was a school teacher first, and then I decided I wanted to make my living out of words. So I went into news. I just love stories, other people's stories. I write my own stories. I just think there's a power in storytelling when we hear about someone and that story, for instance, about Beef Week and Brenda, it stays with you because it's a story. It's not facts. It's not an impression. It's a story. So you connect to it, and then you remember it, and then you tell someone else, and that's the power of storytelling. It teaches us something, and it makes us feel something, and I think that's very important.
And I guess the connection in regional communities is way stronger. Like, in metropolitan areas, it's very busy. You have a lot of, you know, 9-to-5 jobs, you go back, you do yourself. But in regional communities, it's very well connected. Am I correct?
Yes. So, like, because it's small, like Casino's 10,000 people, if someone dies or if something happens, a huge amount of people are affected. Whereas in the city, you can walk away from that because it might be the neighbourhood next door. So I think whenever something happens in these towns, and most of them are very small out where I am, everyone feels it. So, of course, when you write about what's happened, a lot of people want to read about it. So the audience is very engaged because they want to know what's going on because it's their community.
You also mentioned in your presentation at the Lina Summit here in Murray Bridge the fantastic story about a community member in Casino, Brenda Armfield. Could you please tell us a little bit about how it started and your relationship with her over the time you've met her?
Well, Brenda, I wish you could see, your listeners could see a picture of Brenda. She was about 4'10", if we're lucky, very small. She used to be on Australia Television with Graham Kennedy and people like that. She comes from the vaudeville era of performance. So what she did off her own back in Casino, she got a moat, a bright green moat, decorates it with hundreds of balloons, has a big painted cow on the back, and just before Beef Week every year, she gets in the moat, someone drives her, and she has a megaphone, and she goes around saying, Casino is the best town in the world. And she just loves Casino. She calls out the shops. She names people. She stops, gets the driver to stop the car to throw balloons to children, because she never had children, so she loves children. And when I first started as editor there, I had this in the old bank building was my office. And I heard this, and hadn't been there long, and I hear this, come to Casino. And I said to the people there, who is that? And they went, oh, that's just Brenda. They didn't think anything. I went out and saw this moat balloon, and she saw me, and she, in typical Brenda fashion, she went, oh, Susanna, and she's like, I'm coming to get you.
Coming back to the town of Casino, Casino will honour her for Beef Week that's happening in May. What's the event about, and how she will be remembered during Beef Week?
Well, Beef Week's been going a long time. It's called the Beef Week, but it's actually 11 days. And it's at the end of May every year. And it's all about, not just about the cattle, like what they do in the town, it's fantastic to see. The main street, they lay sawdust all down the main street, and they have, like every week at the sale yards, there's the cattle sales. But what they do during Beef Week is they bring the cattle yard to the main street. So you've got all these cows, farmers, and with the shops in the background, and you've got the farmers, what I love seeing is they have them all lined up, and they're cleaning them and blow-drying them and making them look all special, and then they do the cattle ring. And it's just really good to see it in town. That is cleared, the cattle are cleared, and then we have the Brenda Armfield Street Parade, which has been named after her for 3 years now. she has always led the parade in her mini-moke saying. She has her classic phrase that everyone knows, is she says, Aussie, 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 and the crowd chants back, oi, oi, oi. And she does this over and over all down the main street. Again, tiny little woman shouting this out. And so it got called Brenda Armfield Street Parade. And unfortunately, Brenda died in December. So they're now going to, like this year, the moat will be leading the parade, but it will be empty, and they're just going to have the megaphone on the front seat. So I imagine people will be shouting, oi, 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 as she goes by, but it will be very sad.
That was editor of Indie NR, Susanna Freymark.